Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 24.
I'll come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant in arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Candy Smith. Is Representative Smith on the floor? Okay, over here you go. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Smith.
May we pray? Dear Lord, I come before you once again, humbly approaching your throne of grace. I would like to give you thanks for your many blessings and for those many things that we often take for granted, life, health, and strength. I thank you for your provision and for your peace, and I pray that we all understand that as long as we have a pulse, then we should continue to give you the praise. Lord, I would like to lift up the state of North Carolina. To be more specific, I lift up each individual member of this House, the staff, and all who work to run this institution. As we sit in these seats to make decisions that affect your people, may we all be reminded of the sacrifice that you made for us. And may we also remember that in your word, you tell us that whatever we do, to do it for the least of these, we have done it unto you. May we all have the fortitude to stand up for what is wise and just and not work for personal gain. Lord, I would also like to lift up the women of this world. As we celebrate and honor Women's History Month, may we all remember those women who have poured into each of us in some way and positively affected our lives. Those women who remain with us, please give them continued strength and endurance to run this race. May we never forget their past contributions and continue to look forward to any future contributions. Lord, my prayer is that we each as members make a personal sacrifice to take the time to get to know each other. Much of what you teach in your word is about relationship building, and it's important that we continue to follow that example. I thank you for this opportunity to pray, and I ask that you continue to touch my heart that I may seek and do your will in your name. These words I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell. Representative Hall is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for March 8th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White recognize the send-forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee Report, House Bill 180, designate overdose awareness day favorable and we refer to state government.
Bill is referred to the Committee on State Government. Same chair is recognized to send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee Report, House Bill 144, Teledentistry, RBH, administered local anesthetic, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable raise the bill, and refer to insurance.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Insurance. Representative Davis recognized sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee Report, House Joint Resolution 172, term limits for Congress, favorable and refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations. Mr. Clerk, on the prior referral, the original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes referred to the Committee on Insurance. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Riddell, Bell, Hodder, Sturt, and Stain, House Joint Resolution 233, application for convention of the states.
Judiciary 1, if favorable rules.
Representative Tolbert, House Bill 234, assault law enforcement officer require destruction of firearm.
Judiciary 2, if favorable rules.
Representatives Arp, Blackwell, Carson Smith, and Bell, House Bill 135, evidence, district court speedy trials.
Judiciary 4, if favorable rules.
Representatives Insko, Reeves, and Meyer, House Bill 236, amend Orange, Chatham County boundary lines.
Local government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Bell, House Bill 237, new Rosewood Middle School building funds.
Appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representative Tolbert, House Bill 238, prohibit possession of a skimming device.
Judiciary 3, if favorable rules.
Representative Shepherd, House Bill 239, additional North Topsail occupancy tax.
Local government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Tolbert, House Bill 240, standards of student conduct.
Families, children, and aging policy, if favorable education, K-12, if favorable rules.
Representatives Elmore, Clemens, Hurley, and Tolbert, House Bill 241, National Board of Professional Teaching Standards, certification fee, pilot funds.
Appropriations of favorable rules. Members on motion of Representative McElrath of Carteret County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Dr. Rob Jackson, who is the superintendent of schools in Carteret County, joined also by Clark Jenkins, who is the chair of the school board, Catherine Chadwick, who is a member of the school board, William Chadwick, who is a student, and Christine Hanks, who is a parent. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you to the House of Representatives? Thanks for being with us today. Members of the House will come to order. Members, the chair is about to receive some bills from the Rules Committee. The first two, the chair is not going to add to today's calendar, but the chair is going to be asking to add the bottom three before they're read. I'll just let members know what they are. One's House Bill 50, Calypso Annexation. That is going to be House Bill 89, September's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And then the other one will be House Bill 95, which is improving the anatomical gift donation process. The chair believes those to be non-controversial. The chair intends to have a very short voting session today so the committees can keep moving. There are two other bills. One's a concealed carry for EMTs. The other's a concealed carry permit lapse review. The chair generally believes that anytime the word guns in the bill, it's probably not necessarily non-controversial to some. So we'll probably defer those until tomorrow.
Representative Hall is recognized to send forth committee report from Committee on Rules. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules Count and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 48, Concealed Carry Emergency Medical Personnel, favorable.
Calendar for tomorrow.
House Bill 49, Concealed Carry Permit Lapse Revised Law, favorable.
Calendar for tomorrow.
House Bill 50, Calypso Annexation, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 89, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, favorable.
Calendar for tomorrow.
House Bill 95, Improve Anatomical Gift Donation Process, favorable.
Calendar for today.
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett Wright?
Inquiry at the chair, sir.
Gentleman's recognized.
House Bill 24, which is also heard in rules, which was also a same thing as Calypso bill. Would it be possible to be heard today, sir?
The reason it can't be heard, Representative Torbett, is the committee substitute resets it as a roll call, so it cannot be done today under the rules.
Confident. Thank you very much.
We should be able to do it tomorrow, though. House Bill 19, Clerk will read.
Representatives Sasser and Moss, House Bill 19, a bill to be entitled an act removing the cap on satellite annexation for the town of Norwood, General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On the second reading, we had a really nice nonpartisan vote, so I'd ask for your vote again today. Thanks, sir.
Further discussion, further debate, not the question for the House, is the passage of House Bill 19 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, House Majority Leader is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Faircloth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Blackwell, does the gentleman wish to vote on the bill? Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And the following members will be voting aye. Representatives Ager, Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Fisher, Gilliard, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, and Terry.
Representative Austin, member wish to vote on the bill? Let's either press the green or the red button, either one. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, one in the negative. House Bill 19 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 50, the clerk will read.
Representative Dixon, House Bill 50, a bill to be entitled an act to add certain described property to the corporation limits of the town of Calypso. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Dublin, Representative Dixon, recognize debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is voluntary era solar petition the town of Calypso to annex their facility into that town. The town has gone through all of the procedures to do so, and I ask for your positive vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 50 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the Republican proxy votes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Faircloth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members will be voting aye. Representatives Ager, Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Fisher, Gilliard, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, Terry.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, one the negative. House Bill 50 passes second reading and remains on the calendar. House Bill 95, clerk will read.
Representatives Sasser, Potts, Carney, and Christian Baker. House Bill 95, a bill to be entitled Improve Anatomical Gift Donation Process. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Lady from Cabarrus, or who's Representative Sasser carrying this? Gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All this bill does is allow people that are making organ donations when they go to fill out, get their driver's license, to make that process permanent where it doesn't have to be renewed every 5 or 7 years when they go back to get their license. It still allows, just like the bill did before, where they can remove themselves if they want to, but they don't have to be asked. And so we'd appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 95 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Faircloth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you.
Representative Penny, the gentleman wish to vote? Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members will be voting aye. Ager, Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Fisher, Gilliard, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, and Terry.
Representatives Cunningham and Ensco wish to vote?
I'm a yes, Mr. Speaker.
Just press the buttons. All right. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 95 passed a second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, in that.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 95 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 95, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Members, on motion of the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Joseph Weathersby from Guilford County, who is a student at North Carolina State University. Joseph, where are you? I want to welcome you with us today in the back. Thanks for being with us today. Members, we have concluded a very, very short calendar for today. The chair intends to have session tomorrow at 3 p.m., and there will be votes tomorrow, so there will be bills to be taken up tomorrow. There may be bills added that come out of rules tomorrow, so they'll also watch the Rules Committee. So with that, notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House Committee on Agriculture will meet tomorrow at 6:43 at 1 p.m. We have a very excellent presentation tomorrow and one bill to take up. I would encourage everybody to be on time.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, rise?
A point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I have exciting news today. The UNCG men's basketball game won the SoCon championship last night. They defeated Mercer 69-61 to earn a spot in the NCAA championship. And this Sunday, we'll find out who they're playing in that tournament. So congratulations, Spartans, and let's see if they can go all the way.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Members of the Pension Committee, I want you to know in a little over an hour, I expect you to be in room 421. We have a pensions meeting there at 2 o'clock, and two bills, House Bill 86 and House Bill 163. 2 o'clock, be there, and we'll get started and hopefully get out quickly. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Handing Rice.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The local government committee will meet 15 minutes after rules in 1228.
For what purpose, the lady from Wilson, Representative Cooper Suggs, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I rise to a point of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, thank you so much. I rise to congratulate the Wilson Prep Boys Club, boys basketball team, who won the 1A championship this past weekend. So congratulations to them. The team was down by 11 points in the second half, but came back to win 66-58. This is the first time since 1984 that a public school from Wilson has won the NCHSAA state championship in basketball. And Wilson Preparatory Academy was founded in 2014. Congratulations to the team, to the head coach, Anthony Atkinson Jr., assistant coach, Anthony Atkinson Sr., the other coaching staff, which included Dante Artis, Garrett Artis, Tykeem Betts, and Mike Ward. And a special thanks to the principal, Philip Roundtree, the head of the school, and also the founder, Darrell Woodard, his wife, Shawan Woodard, as associate director, and all the Wilson Preparatory Academy family. Congratulations. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus today at 4 p.m. in room 643. Please be prompt so we get through our agenda quickly. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative McNeely, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
I'd just like to do a little shout out to the NC State ladies basketball team who won their ACC tournament. That's the second one back to back, 58-56. And once again, no respect. That gets you a second seed, even though they're ranked number two in the country. They're second seed in the women's NCAA tournament. But we're going to win it anyway.
Representative McNeely, the chair appreciates the gentleman pointing that out. The chair would also point out that all North Carolinians should celebrate with great pride that the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill defeated the Duke Blue Devils on Saturday evening. So, and in that spirit of cooperation, no members from the Durham County delegation will be recognized for the remainder of session. For what purpose does the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Pickett, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
I'd like to send a congratulations to the ASU men's basketball team for punching their ticket to the NCAA tournament this year.
Absolutely. For what purpose, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to piggyback on the accolades that we're doling out for NC State University. I have a granddaughter who is an integral part of that basketball team. Thank you.
Congratulations. For what purpose, gentlemen from Caldwell, Representative Paul Rice.
One announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Members, House rules will meet immediately after session in room 1228.
And Representative Hall is recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, rules calling operations of the House committee report. House Bill 24, various satellite annexations, no cap. Favorable, committee substitute number 2. Unfavorable, committee substitute number 1.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable counter. Chair rules that committee substitute number 2 is material. Be counter pursuant to rule 36B. And be counter for tomorrow. Representative Davis, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1, committee report. House Bill 62, government immigration compliance and joint ordinances. Favorable, committee substitute. Unfavorable, is revealed and referred to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute is referred to the committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 184, support private property rights. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reads the bill, and re-refer it to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements, any further? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 10th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene March 10th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 90, In-Person Learning. The bill has the zero referral to the Committee on Local Government stricken, and the zero referral to the Committee on Rules remains. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules Calendar and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Joint Resolution 172, Term Limits for Congress, reported favorably. House Joint Resolution will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for the 10th. That's Wednesday, the 10th of March. Representative Hannig and Watford are recognized to send forth a local government committee report. House Bill 162, City of Morganton Charter Amendments, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 162 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. And House Bill 164, Greensboro De-Annexation, reported favorably. House Bill 164 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Alan McNeil is recognized to send forth the Pensions and Retirement Committee report. House Bill 86, Increase In-Service Death Benefits, LRS, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 86 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 163, Treasury Administrative Changes Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill on favorable calendar, committee sub for 163, House 163, re-referred to the Committee on Local Government. Representative Goodwin is recognized to send forth the Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee report, House Bill 53, Education Changes for Military-Connected Students, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 53, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 83, Eliminate Income Tax for Military Retirees, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 83, re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Blackwell and Torbett are recognized to send forth an Education K through 12 Committee report. House Bill 136, Encourage Healthy North Carolina Food in Schools, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 136, re-referred to the Committee on Agriculture. And House Bill 90, In-Person Learning, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, where, as the committee substitute for House Bill 90, the recommended referral to local government is stricken. The zero referral, which is to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House, is recognized, and House Bill 90 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Arpin Zocar recognized to send forth the Energy and Public Utilities Committee report, House Bill 20, 1998, Clean Water Bond Additional Connections, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute to House Bill 20 will be re-referred to the Committee on Local Government, Land Use Planning and Development. Representative Blackwell and Torbett are recognized and sent forth an Education K through 12 committee report. House Bill 159, Education Law Changes, Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred, original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute, House Bill 159, re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. House Bill 193, 2020-2021, School Transportation Flexibility, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred, original bill, unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute, House Bill 193, re-referred to the Committee on Transportation. Representative Blackwell is recognized to send forth the Judiciary 4 committee report. House Bill 134, Second Amendment Protection Act, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 134 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. And Senate Bill 50, Estate Planning Law Changes, favorable House Committee sub, unfavorable Senate Committee sub, and re-referred. Senate Committee sub placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 50 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations in the House.